With Montana News, I'm Edward O'Brien. Golden Sunlight Mine General Manager Daniel Banghart says there's no good news to be had from his company's announcement this week that 140 employees will be out of a job by the end of November.
You know, we've enjoyed incredible support out of not only, you know, employees here, but incredible support out of the communities. So, yeah, this is very, very unwelcome all the way around, no matter how you slice it.
The layoffs primarily affect the Whitehall area mine's open pit operations, maintenance, and processing areas. 34 employees will stay on to support the mine's contract underground mining operations. Banghart says the job cuts are directly tied to the weak gold market.
It's down, what, $700 from where it peaked a few years ago, and so it puts that financial pressure on the operation when it's going the wrong direction.
Jefferson County Commissioner Leonard Wortman says the layoffs deliver a significant blow to the local economy.
They are our largest taxpayer. So the trickle down from losing that many jobs is going to be huge to the economy of particularly the south part of Jefferson County and really kind of probably all the other surrounding communities too.
Wortman estimates the potential tax loss could exceed $1 million annually.
We took a double hit really because of the legislature shut down the Montana Developmental Center in Boulder. That was about 250 jobs. So it's a pretty big impact this year off to Jefferson County.
Commissioner Wortman says county officials are trying to develop new local business opportunities.
Mines don't last forever, so we have been pretty proactive about trying to attract other business types. And we have an industrial business park south of Whitehall that we've opened for not a real long time, but a couple of years, and we've had quite a lot of interest in that. We've been talking to some folks about the possibility of some manufacturing and other stuff there that right now look fairly promising.
The layoff of about 140 people doesn't necessarily spell the end of the Golden Sunlight Mine, according to General Manager Daniel Banghart.
Well, we certainly have a couple of years planned ahead of us, you know, for processing underground ore, and we'll continue to evaluate extending that and see what the potential is there. But these things are always based on, you know, what happens with gold price and what happens with successful drilling and evaluations down the road.
Banghart would not disclose terms of the employee severance packages other than to say he believes most people would find them attractive. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.